Hi, this is Ahmed Sharif and you are listening to From the Newsroom, your daily evening news catch-up show from Deccan Herald. Here are the top news of today, October the 11th, 2020. Schools in Karnataka will be shut for midterm holidays for 3 weeks from October the 12th after several teachers contracted COVID-19. In a statement, Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa said, and I quote, "I have observed through media reports that several teachers have been infected with COVID-19. So, in the interest of the health of both students and teachers, I have directed officials to issue an order declaring a 3-week interim holiday for schools from October the 12th to October the 30th, unquote. The Chief Minister also wished all teachers and students a happy Dasara in advance. He also pointed out that the government had already decided not to reopen schools and suspend the Vidya Gama outreach program. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy has written to Chief Justice of India S.A. Bobde that a top Supreme Court judge, also in line to be the next CJI, acted in the interests of the Telugu Desam Party and that his closeness to former Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu was worrying, bringing the fairness of the institution into question, multiple media reports said. In his letter, Reddy reportedly alleged that Justice N.V. Ramanna has been influencing the sittings of the Andhra Pradesh High Court and asked the CJI to look into the matter to ensure the neutrality of the state's judiciary is maintained. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has attacked the Yogi Adityanath dispensation over the death of a scheduled caste woman from Uttar Pradesh, Hathras. He said that the Chief Minister and his police say no one was raped because for them and many other Indians, she was no one. In a tweet, Rahul said that the shameful truth is many Indians do not consider Dalits, Muslims and tribals to be human. Lower fare limits decided by the government for economy class seats of domestic flights on May the 21st would now also be applicable to premium economy class seats, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has said. However, the upper fare limits set by the government for economy class seats would not be applicable on the premium economy class seats, according to a ministry order dated October the 5th. Union Health Minister Harshvardhan has said that the government has not yet taken a view on granting emergency authorization to COVID-19 vaccines in India as and when they become available. The minister also said that the Feluda paper strip test for SARS-CoV-2 diagnosis could be rolled out in the next few weeks. Presently, COVID-19 vaccines are in various stages of phase 1, 2 and 3, the results of which are awaited, Vardhan said during an interaction with his social media followers on Sunday Samvad platform. Donald Trump is no longer a transmission risk for COVID-19, his doctors said late on Saturday as the US president seeks to put his bout with coronavirus behind him and return to the campaign fray. Trump addressed supporters from a White House balcony on Saturday afternoon. He urged a crowd of hundreds of largely black and Latino supporters to help get out the vote in the November 3rd election. Trump is trailing his Democratic challenger Joe Biden in opinion polls. That's it today from the newsroom. Tune in tomorrow morning for our feature show, The Lead. If you like this show, please share this podcast with your friends, family, and on social media. Do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Yes, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. For latest news and top stories of the day, log on to www.deccanherald.com or visit the Deccan Herald app. Subscribe to our Telegram channel at t.me/Deccan Herald News.